This is tape number two on Father's Day, May the 20th. Correction.
He is back to Mother's Day.
June the 20th, 1993.
When you come from a place of no time or space, it's hard to keep these days separate, isn't it? Has anyone noticed that literally, I'm chuckling, but you can't tell one from the other, can you? And you don't experience weekends and things like you once did. And therefore the months run, and suddenly you're into another year. Even using these dates and times specifically every day, there is no comprehension of it in your mind. The seasons are coming and going, and if you closed your eyes, you would hardly know the difference. You are living in that electric impulse world. What you are going to have to do, you see, is raise these frequencies that are bombarding you right along with your own. Or else you are going to continue to basically physically suffer from it. You can, like the little Gyandriana, you can utilize those waves and turn them to your benefit, or you can struggle with them, keep your body incapacitated, and they'll get you. They are extremely depressive in nature. And each one of you, from time to time, as the myriads of things from life fall upon you, you're not going to be able just to shrug it off. Sometimes that is a foolishness that says, oh well, you know, Pollyanna, I just won't think about it. I just won't face it. I will just be, and I'm going to be always positive and always happy. Look at why you may feel distressed. Look at what is coming at you and see what needs to be confronted to move on beyond it, not skip it. Or if it can be put aside for the moment to be confronted at a more appropriate time, do it. It's like taking an examination. If you come down and you don't know the answer to something, very frequently if you pass on by it, when you do go back to it, the clues have popped up from somewhere and you have a better opportunity to solve it, to remember it. Sometimes you need to sleep on it, go to bed, present those problems. We will help you provide the answer. If you don't believe you hear, sit down and write the problem. Listen and write what you think might be the answer. And from it, undoubtedly, you will find some clues to push you along further. The thrust of the elite is to so mentally bombard you and discomfort you in this inner restlessness that you will stop functioning. And once you give in to it, it's very hard to again rise above it. That doesn't mean that when you are distressed and depressed, that sometimes it is simply from the load and you need to take that time to consider things about you. And as you form attachments and responsibilities in a family situation, in a paired situation, and this doesn't mean just blooded families, it means friendships. be forever willing to hear the pain of another. It doesn't mean you scoop them up and you lavish sympathy no matter what they say to you. Because sometimes that is the most destructive of all. Oh, I know, precious, and it's perfectly all right. You just go ahead and be a bitch. There are other ways. I understand because I'm human. And I know that you're pained. And I know you just need to talk. But you need to get rid of this attitude. So just let me have it, I'll listen to it, and then let's put it aside. A little humor along the way is very good. You have these thrusts, you know, for a while it was the PMS or something. And, you know, you could have 32 days of a month in this state of syndrome. Well, you have to be reasonable about it. There are changes in the physiological expression of people. You do have biorhythms. You function in an electric wave universe, only it doesn't go zoom like that. It's a piston action that goes like this. And you're going to get down here on this lower piston. And that usually means you are really compressed. You are under pressure. Everything in this universe is also held together by compression. Remember, compression on the cube turns it into the sphere. If you cut your body deeply enough, everything inside falls out. It's not seeking its density. You no longer have valid compression. You have ruptured. Well, you're going to have emotional ruptures. There are going to come holes in your little shell. If you can think of these in the proper setting, you can get over them. If you dwell on them, you will be captured by them. And yet sometimes, let's face it, that's what you want, that's what you need, go do it. If you're going to grovel this morning, for goodness sakes, grovel well. Let's not do a lousy job of it and string it out over the next month. Let's grovel, get it over with, and move on. Somebody sends a message up to the house. Women do not have hot flashes. They have power surges. I think it's excellent. A lot of you men better get out of the way or you're going to get electrocuted. But even that shows understanding of the other being. You'll never understand the other sex. Quit trying. Reach out for the soul. God willing, there will still be one there. But if you spend your time poisoning your own soul with all these things manifest in this physical, electric universe, it will track you. And the soul gets smaller. And then it gets terrified of its own destruction. and it sees that it won't make it again in this expression, and it becomes very tiny and very withdrawn and very pained. In its own knowing that it will have to express again. So at every opportunity it will nudge, and it will nudge, and it will nudge, and the confrontations of self against self are very frequently just too big to manage. And the intent in every instance of the adversary is to win that emotional electric battle. There will be times that you won't understand what's going on. When there will be rifts and there will be great voids. And there will be great gaps in relationships. Does that mean they cannot be repaired? No, it depends on what causes the rift. If one of the unit is totally expressing in physical need, and the only fulfillment for that being is through physical, there's not much hope. And it will always effort in its subtle ways to undermine and destroy the other, trying to pull it over here with. Usually not liking that other person very much. Never expressing love for that person. You can love without liking. You must love, even if there's no liking. But under the guise of I love you, I'm going to destroy you. Forget it. That's not love. Love is nurturing, forgiving, sharing, always giving. It doesn't mean that it has to take a beating. Sometimes the return must be, and it will always be, in kind. You cannot lie about it. The lips can express it over and over and over again, and all of the material wealth in the world can be dumped on someone trying to convince them that, oh, I love you. No. Love is an expression of emotion in this electric universe of yours. It cannot be expressed in the physical. There are expressions and they will always be giving. If in fact there is love, it will never be, give me. I'm going to take from you, hide from you, take and keep from you. And yet in the physical expression and experience, there are going to be times that you're going to butt heads. And certainly if there is no return, you may have to reach out there and take it. And if then it is not forthcoming, you may as well face it. You have no basis for a loving relationship. You may be able to work conveniently together. You may be able to share some things together. You can even continue to literally love at a soul level one another. but you will not have a happy expression in the physical plane until you rise above and confront these things. And they can only be confronted within self. You can negotiate with God, you cannot compromise. And you will find that every time you compromise with evil intent, it wants more. It's never satisfied. Well, that was enough for today, but now it's tomorrow, and I want some more. So each individual has to, in their relationships, one with another in this physical plane, has to bring into balance the emotional you-ness and stop living the lie. Uh-oh. You've done it now, Commander. If I stop living the lie, I'll be found out. And it's all over. If it's found out and it's all over, it wasn't there. And you're coming up against making some choices. Does that mean that I don't like Mary Jo's cooking anymore, so I'm going to get the hell out of here? Wrong. You better find out what the problem is. And if it revolves around the physical, you better start fixing it. Because getting rid of Mary Jo is not going to solve it either. And if you're afraid that you're going to lose something in the material plane, you better look again. I can guarantee you, once you've made up your mind that you think you will, you will. You will go out of your way to destroy both the relationship and lose the thing. That is the law of the universe. So it's better literally to mentally and get to the point where it is subconscious as it is conscious. Just give it away. Because when you come to the brink of a precipice and you've got to step over, guess what goes with you? Just your soul. And if that little transaction you made doesn't suit you, I want to guarantee you, when you're standing on the brink, ready to take that step, some will turn back to the pot of gold and tumble with it into the pit. You better be ready to leave it. And that is your lack of faith if you think you're leaving something of value. There is glory on the other side of that step, and you don't need that pot of gold. There is not one single coin large enough to run my craft. Not one. And if I need gold for the wiring of my craft because it is superlative, super duper, for passing electric current, I'll make it. That's where you're headed. You're headed to value away from things that you thought to be of value. Well, but I'm still with the group here, even if you call it a non-group, and we're still moving along, and I'm still putting up with listening to you. And now you tell me I've got to make another step. Yeah, I am telling you that you're going to have to make some more steps. I'm even, as we move along, going to dump some harder responsibilities and thoughts and decisions on parents here. Some of my young people are going to need some physics and calculus, higher mathematics, science, things that cannot be offered except by tutors. They're universal, simple knowledge. But you cannot go from not being able to do calculus to traversing the universe. And you see, what we're working for in the remnant is not just to traverse that crevasse in soul, but to be able to take with it the consciousness that allows you the expression in what you consider your physical form. I consider it your consciousness. The ability to enjoy the expression of what you're doing. If you have no consciousness, it's like in your dreams. It doesn't matter what you're doing. Sometimes you get some lessons, sometimes you bring it back, sometimes you confront it, sometimes you figure it out. I'm talking about planned acknowledgement of consciousness to express within that consciousness on a higher plane. Let's find out there, adults, what's beyond sex as the expression of whatever on this earth you think you want. What is beyond power, where you know you have it all? You don't need it. It's a part of your very consciousness of being. But it's fun to tinker. It's fun to create and make something work. That's what I mean. It isn't fun to go destroy something. It truly isn't. That is why there is so much evil. There is no fun in it. There is no fulfillment in its expression. You can create havoc, therefore you haven't created anything, have you? You've only destroyed what might have been there of any form of order. So what you're really striving for, if you are searching to be a part of the remnant, is to express in consciousness beyond this plane. Be damned the body, remember? Most of you aren't happy with it the way it is. So what you're really saying is, I want my wholeness of function as I picture myself in perfection of stamina, health, good, without struggling forever against evil. I want to move on, and I want to create. And I don't want my creations to turn into atomic bombs. I want them to turn into something that creates perfection. I want to create the most magnificent apple but I know that I will not need an apple. So for my own pleasure and fulfillment, I will create in my own instance a new world. Do I need you to do that? Need is a strange word, alien to our society. I use it because it means something to you. Do I need you? No. I do not need you. I want you. There's a big difference. I do not want to make my own journey alone. And no, Isu is not enough for me. Germaine's not enough for me. Well, bitch, moan, and groan, you've got Tesla, Russell. Who are we? What do you want? I want you. I want it all. I want it in radiance. I want it in freedom. I want to see your expression the same as any father wants to see his child perform to the best of its ability in goodness. I don't want to be the father who has to witness the child who goes and slays his brother for a piece of gold. Well, you got a long way to go. No, I don't. I certainly don't. We have a little way to go. But we can do it. You're stuck. You slow us up. But then I knew that would come too. Because you had all the prophets. All of the lessons have pointed to a repetition of cycle, understand. And I can't get enough of you to give up that last horrible piece of that puzzle to just go on by it. Because you want to experience it. You want to remember it. But you're faced with a dilemma. You're on the horns of that creature. If I give up my idea so that I can make this conscious transition, what if I blunder and I get caught in that holocaust that I'm also allowing to happen? Well, freedom of will cause you to choose. And you're doing that now. Every time your brain says, pick up the Uzi machine gun and go take care of these bastards out there, and you don't do it, you respond to the higher wisdom. You're one step closer to being able to make that journey in consciousness, in wholeness. Not many do it. That's what we talk about as remnant. That's what we talk about as a remaining remnant wishing to express in consciousness, in radiance. In this land, this world, this opportunity of creating. And through the creating, then comes the guidance of those not so advanced. Many of you are long past the guide level. you can, from this expression, go right into oneness with Creator as you pass over that crevasse this time. It depends on what choices you make. Some of you will make the final graduation. Most of you, from past experience, are really having such a good time that you will want another go at it. Couldn't we have a go of it, though, friends, without destroying anything? I doubt you'll be able to save this illusion, but by its mere name, illusion, you could do it in the blinking of an eye. But there's not anybody in this room want to do that. You want to express the doing it.
Excuse me, please.